There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 7 after the hour. I'm Jack Stephan on the Good Day program, where we actually do have conversations about the... We have a conversation, not a monologue, but a back and forth about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. And Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn join me each day for that conversation. We have the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a matter of moments. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook to see who's got a birthday and wants a wake-up call. I'll give you the information for that. But first, let's talk about this police officer, the one who shot the college football player, and the fact that he got fired after making a series of troubling decisions. The police chief said more about this 19-year-old college football player. Why do they have to identify him as a college football player? I don't care that he's a college football player. That doesn't make his life worth more or less than somebody else who's 19 years old that's going to school.
Sure it does. Everybody knows that football players are worth more than the regular
really?
Folk.
Okay. Sorry. His name was Christian Taylor. And he was the latest unarmed black person to die at the hands of a white police officer. He was seen on security surveillance tape vandalizing cars in an auto dealership. This is Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Taylor was shot a number of times by police officer Brad Miller, who was still undergoing training with the department. The medical examiner found Taylor had gunshot wounds to the neck, chest, and abdomen.
If he's still undergoing training, why is he carrying a gun?
Why is he at 49? I guess I'm wondering a lot of that stuff myself. If he were 20 or 21 or 22 or 23 or
49.
He's 49.
So at 49, he can't exercise enough judgment.
The police chief said Miller made several bad decisions in communicating with fellow officers and initially approaching Taylor on his own without a plan for arresting him. Quote, this demonstrated questionable decision-making on the part of Officer Miller that contributed to the outcome of the event. I have found several decisions made on the scene to be troubling, and therefore he fired him. That's probably the least of what's going to happen to him. It's bad. There were five other officers on the scene, including the training officer for Officer Miller. His name is Corporal Dale Wiggins. He tried to use a taser to subdue the suspect, but somehow Miller got the drop on him. Based on a preponderance of evidence available to me and facts revealed by the investigative team, I have decided to terminate Officer Miller. He exercised poor judgment. Johnson said investigators would prepare a criminal case in the matter for prosecutors to present to a grand jury. So, I would wonder... Here, I've said in most of these instances, the police should be tried for murder in any number of ways. You can look and see how they operate improperly. But I guess my question would be, in terms of training, what are you told as a police officer? And I'd be eager to hear from somebody who is a police officer, who's been trained the right way, at 888-302-3684. How is it that you are trained to think through your plan? You got to be quick and sound of mind when you're in these situations. Although this other kid, this 19-year-old, didn't have a gun, so he did not pose an immediate danger, one would think, not to the tune of pulling out your gun and shooting him a number of times. But what are you trained to do under the circumstances? What is it? I guess that's kind of what confuses me about these police officers who come on board and their first response is to shoot. What do you think is going to happen after that? If you haven't thought through what the ramifications are and don't know that you're going to be held liable if you shoot somebody improperly, it's going to be not only the end of your job, your career, but probably your freedom. So are they not being taught this when they go to the police academy? Is this Steve Guttenberg training these people, or who is it?
Steve Guttenberg.
I mean, but think about it. What kind of clowns are going to, in this circumstance, not teach these men and women that there are consequences if you don't follow the book and do it the way it's supposed to be done? You're going to be held personally responsible, and it could mean the end of your job, which it did for Williams, the end of your career. Now, this guy will never get another job as a police officer.
It'd be nice, and maybe we could talk to a police officer to talk about the type of training that they
need. Well, that's what I suggested. Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
The curious thing is if things have changed. I mean, there has been a lot of black on white and a lot of, you know, hatred towards police and a lot of, you know, just a lot
which
of elements to this story. And so it makes you wonder if they're just tied tighter right now because there's all this going on, or if this has just been
all
a problem.
All the more
that
reason for better training than Jennifer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, NBC is reporting that the cop that was fired shot this kid once, and then his training officer tased him. And after he was tased, he shot him 3 more times.
Wow. Well, that's kind of, after being tased, you're just, I mean, wow.
All right, so fast forward, back to Ferguson, where that black 18-year-old was shot and is in serious condition. He was unarmed. He was
actually, it looks like he had a gun.
He did? His father
said
he didn't
surveillance.
Have any
gun. Yeah, they found one of the local stores had a surveillance tape, and it showed that he picked up a gun.
Because he was shooting at cops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one you're talking about the one in Ferguson from the other night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so that's good to have that information. So then does that make it appropriate for him to have been shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right, especially if we're shooting at officers.
Well, especially if he's shooting at anybody.
So, part of the problem here is that we have incorrect knowledge. We've been talking about this all morning. We've been talking about it all week, all year. I find that, you know, we search for information to try to find as much info as we can to help you understand all of the sides of the story. But if it's not there, we don't have it. And the first information I had was that he was unarmed. So now that's been disproven.
Yeah, that's what his father was saying.
That's what his father was saying. I've heard all along he was shooting at plainclothes police officers.
Really? And this was as a result of his being angry about Brown, or just because he had a gun, or just because it was the one-year anniversary? Do we know why this kid was shooting it up?
Well, he was a friend of Michael Brown's. We don't know if that's the reason he was out there. I mean, what's the reason to shoot a gun at somebody? There is no reason to shoot a gun at somebody.
Not if you're saying there isn't.
So, I mean, regardless of whether or not he was caught up in the moment of the protest, he's mad at the police, he's upset about his friend, who knows? Who cares? The idea is you don't do that.
Yeah.
It's against the law, and you're going to get shot.
I think I'm more on your side here in the who cares department. There are so many sides to this. There's right and there's wrong, and there's not much gray when it comes to this sort of thing, at least in my mind. I don't think there's a whole lot.
I'm just not interested in tying the hands of the police when it comes to someone with a firearm. I mean, should they be looked at when they are going after unarmed people? Yes, definitely, by all means. But when you have a guy on the street flailing around a gun, he knows what he's asking for.
All right, 15 after the hour, the Super Showdown, next on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People spend all day in bed or on the couch when they could be out in the fresh air, experiencing thrills and adventure. All it takes to get going is a commitment to having fun. Bikes, better than cars.
Cars suck, bikes roll.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When was the last time you cleared your mind out at 70 miles an hour in a car? Why are bikes better than cars? I don't know. When was the last time you paid $100 for cage insurance? What do you need to fix a motorcycle compared to repairing a car? The sight of 200 horsepower cages disappearing in the rear views of a 60 horsepower motorcycle? Priceless.
Cars suck, four wheels suck, ride two wheels, handlebars up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This Olympic gymnastic legend scored his pair of gold medals in the 1984 Olympics. He got a perfect 10 on the parallel bars and was also part of a U.S. gymnastic squad that scored a team gold.
Half turn to a handstand or stutz to a handstand, and all he has left is his dismount, and he nails it.
So where is Bart Connor now? Bart and his coach Paul Zeer took over International Gymnast Magazine in 1992. 4 years later, they launched Grips Etc., a gymnastics supply company. Bart operates the Bart Connor Gymnastics Academy, works as a TV commentator, and serves on the board of the Special Olympics. He's married to another gold medal gymnast, Nadia Comaneci.
Will you take Nadia Comaneci to be your love wife?
Duh.
Bart and Nadia, a perfect 10. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the chief psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving.
Yes, she is.
It's Roberta.
It certainly
yes,
is.
Yes, I am.
All kinds of deals. So let's get to them. By the way, you can find more info on these deals at the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Right. Well, if the dollar menu at McDonald's wasn't cheap enough for you, if you want something even lower priced at McDonald's, how about free? Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you how to get a free regular menu sandwich at McDonald's. All you got to do is take your smartphone. Now, if you have to buy the dollar menu at McDonald's, maybe you don't have a smartphone. But if you have a smartphone, download the new McDonald's app and you scan it to your phone and you get your free sandwich. You get a new offer each week. So at first you get something free and then maybe you get something, I don't know, half price, and maybe you get something full price and maybe you get other deals. But first time around you get a free sandwich. That ain't too bad. Okay, next, Walmart. You get a $5 gift card with a $15 Henkel purchase. Now, first I said, what the heck is a Henkel purchase?
Yeah.
Well, Henkel is a manufacturer. They do products like Dial for Men, Right Guard, Tone, Purex, Dry Idea, stuff like that. Those are our participating products. So you buy some $15 worth of those in one shopping trip. You star the items on your receipt, take a picture, upload the picture to the promotion website with your email address, and you'll get a $5 Walmart gift card. Not too bad. The deal goes through the end of September or until they reach 8,000 people who actually figure out exactly how they're supposed to do this. And those wonderful free shopping bags.
Hello, the reusable
thing. You can get a free reusable shopping bag at Rite Aid. It's actually a coupon that you have to kind of clip. So we actually have a picture of this coupon at DougStephan.com. It's good through the 15th of August. Usually those reusable shopping bags are like a dollar or two. However, you have to pay the tax on it, whatever the tax is in your state for, whatever a dollar or two is, 4 cents, 8 cents, 30 cents, California probably. But you get a free shopping bag. And you'll find all of these great things at the Better Living Box to the Queen of Cheap.
Hi, Queen of Cheap is at DougStephan.com, where the Better Living Box is. Hello to Rick Dawn, one of our Facebook friends listening to Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Buy
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You got a friend in me.
Who doesn't remember?
You got
this?
A friend in me.
I remember. I didn't see the movie.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
You've Got a Friend in Me is from Toy Story, which was the first Pixar movie from Disney. I don't even know, did Disney own Pixar 20 years ago when they did this? Or would they buy it afterwards? Huh?
I don't think so.
No, wasn't it? Is this a Spielberg creation? Seems to me. Those guys had a hand in it in one way, shape, or form. Anyway, we focus here on a number of Pixar movies. The video of the day, as a matter of fact, today at DougStefan.com, comes from James Murphy. It's his short movie, Lava, which is a Pixar animated short love story about two volcanoes. That's the short that plays in theaters just for Pixar's feature film Inside Out. So we've got a little audio from it we'll play from you for you, but you ought to take the opportunity, take a few minutes from your day and watch the video of the day, which includes this audio at DougStefan.com. Go ahead, Kara. What do you like about this best, Kenny?
A long, long time ago.
It's very sweet.
Yeah. All right. We need sweet. Crank it up.
Living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples there, and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true. You're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth sees the sky up above. Will send me someone to love.
So, is it me? Or do I think a lot of these sound the same? I'm almost thinking there's another song. Ooh, there's a song that we played with some degree of regularity.
Somewhere over the
rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, that version of it. So it does, am I, is it just me or am I on the right?
It's similar. That somewhere over the rainbow that is does though is magic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is absolutely.
Not to diminish this. This is nice. No, it's but nice. The
yeah.
other.
Yeah. And a lot of those where it's just one vocal and a ukulele. A lot of them sound similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see if we can find that. Kara's got a couple of other Pixar-related songs from other Pixar movies that we can identify. That's James Murphy. Check it out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. So what's this from, Kara?
Big guy, you always come through.
Monsters, Inc.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Billy Crystal.
You and me together.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
He's one of our most unsung talents, I think. But you, I think he's a really good actor. He seems to be fun.
To me.
Didn't he get started really, though, as he was a drug mule for some star? I remember that. Am I on the
really?
Right page?
Yeah, I think maybe. So. Yeah. I don't remember.
That's how Jason Stratham got started. He was a Guy Ritchie's drug mule. So he got into Ritchie's inner circle.
Wow.
So he did. He was the original transporter.
Knew.
Where do you think those transporter movies came from? They came out of the mind of the experiences that the two of them had together. Very interesting. All right, so this is the song we're talking about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you, Kara. We're doing a nice job of being up on top of things. Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and I are Good Day at 28 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine.
Wishes and commands and all that good stuff. 33 after the hour. I'm happy to be here on the Good Day program. Happy to have so many of you. Lady sent me an email and said that she loved waking up to the sunshine of my voice every day. And I will tell you that I'm happy that you think I have a sunshiny voice. I am a happy person, generally speaking. I'm surrounded by happy people and good people. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler are here with me today. It's Tuesday, the 11th of August, and we're on the air because we want to be on the air. We like being on the air. We appreciate your patronage. We like it when you respond. There are any number of ways of you communicating with us, but the vast majority of you don't. You just like to listen, and that's okay. That's swell. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The vast majority of things in social media focus on Donald Trump. And I think it's redundant to say anything other than that.
That's it. All you have to say is Trump. Trump.
Done.
Well, he's made friends with Fox News.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All is right with the world.
Here's the quote of the day, the thought of the day I gave you before from Alex Haley, who said either you deal with what is the reality or you can be sure that the reality is going to deal with you. Our quote of the day comes from Scott Kelly. How many people know who Scott Kelly is? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
Scott Kelly, all right. To Jennifer in the back row, please tell me who Scott Kelly is.
He would be the astronaut at the space station right now, and the brother of Mark Kelly, who's the husband of Gabby Gifford.
Nice
from Arizona,
job,
who
Jennifer.
Got shot.
Very yes. Nice job. You get a gold star for that.
Thank you.
He said yesterday, he posted this at NASA Veggie, hashtag NASA Veggie. Quote, it was one small bite for man, one giant leap for NASA Veggie. He was actually the first one to try eating space-grown lettuce that they grew in. They're growing things, little things to eat in the space station.
Pretty
so
cool.
I suppose the next stop would be kale chips.
Ugh. Yummy, I like
it. Kale's in everything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, kale's in everything, and I like it.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. The situation with this family of parasites that has attacked oysters this summer, frogs and tadpoles. Scientists say this is the
parasites.
Threat.
I thought you were talking about the Kardashians.
I know. Jeez.
That's next. These are bugs that are attacking amphibians.
Amphibians.
Frogs, tadpoles, but it started with a parasitic attack on oysters. So those of you, this is a warning to those of you who eat raw oysters, gross. Yeah. You are opening
I'm surprised
yourself.
You think it's gross. Ah. You're considered to be an aphrodisiac, you'd be all about
cook
that.
Them. Thanks very much. But
you can't cook an oyster, can you?
Of course you can. Cook an oyster the same as you can a clam. Same thing. Shrimp, scallops, you cook them the same way.
I'm sorry, what?
Scallops. What, you say scallops?
I do.
No, scallops, please. Anyway, so the idea here is to let you know that you ought not to, and I'm not doing, this is not fear-based thinking, this is practical. For those of you who like raw oysters, stop it. Otherwise, you could be, it's hard for them to test for this parasite until you get sick. You saw that the U.S. rower, say it again, Doug, the rowers got ill at the trial run. Did you see that? Bad stomach flu, some kind of an ailment. 13 of the rowers were concerned about the water. Now, remember, in Rio, they got bad water problems, too. You think they got a problem out in Colorado. You should see the gunk that they're drinking that passes for water in Rio de Janeiro. So there's a lot of this stuff going on caused by Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, all these things that are in our air, that are a part of what make up the beings on the planet. And so I think, trying to go back in history to figure out when it was that when mankind came to the planet from other planets. And the first thing that mankind had to do was figure out how to live. So they grab a club and go out and get whatever else doesn't look like them, club it over the head and eat it. Who was the first person to put some of that stuff into a fire?
Right? And who thought of, put some of that stuff in their mouth? It's just weird.
Well, it's like smoking. Who was the first person who looked at a tree leaf and said, okay, let's smoke that? That's why, remember when I said last week or the week before, don't take the acetaminophil or whatever they call that stuff, whatever the things that are the major components of Advil and Tylenol.
Acetaminophen.
Thank you, that too. Because what it does is kill the furnace that's cooking up your body. But what you're not told, good doctors will tell you this, that it's better not to take that stuff because the heat, unless it's really your temperature is out of control, is aimed at cooking out whatever is bad in your system. It cooks out the bad stuff. And if you leave the temperature up, it's better to quickly get over whatever it is that you're going through. So, I don't think that deals with the stuff. What might happen from these bugs, these parasites, is you get a temperature, you get a bad, not an infection, but you get an attack on your intestinal system. And so, I guess I've spent a lot of time telling you not to eat raw oysters, but I hope you got my concern, because it isn't, it's nothing good about that. Yesterday in China, the yuan was devalued. That what they call it? The yuan, right? What do they call their money?
Oh.
I knew you'd do that. Didn't I do a nice job, Kenny? I planted that's what she would do.
It's a softball. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. Their currency was devalued a lot. Because the central bank there, like the central bank here, they have their own version of the Fed. And because things are not so good in their markets, the Chinese government's currency is being manipulated so that the ability to buy Chinese goods, for them to buy goods from other countries and for us to buy, or us, the world to buy their goods, their economy has to be, or seem to be, stronger. So instead of it really being stronger, they just fiddle with the value. Okay, so today is worth 10% more than it was yesterday. That's it. It's a declaration. What does it mean? Doesn't think it means anything, except it's good for China, not particularly good for people who are selling or are competitors there. And as a result of that, all the Asian currencies have taken a hit today. So, and I only tell you the story because it's been around a lot. People are the people who gloat at the misfortune of China having a problem with their currency, not too smart. especially when you look at how dependent many American businesses are on their connection with China and its industry. It is not good to wish them ill, even though they seem, or at least in some circles, to wish us ill. I think it's a danger to put everybody sort of like all Chinese are the same. It's like saying, you know, all Republicans are the same, all white people are the same, all Hispanics are the same. It's foolishness. They're not all the same at all. And so I just think that we need to be a little smarter.
Well,
about
and
that.
It's a world economy, I think, more than
I,
that.
I would say if you were an investor and you watch this sort of thing, I have the slightest idea about commodities. I haven't got the slightest idea about watching money. But I know that a lot of people make a lot of money on hedging on stuff like this. Because and oftentimes it's the negative side of it. They're betting on the value to go down. It's like when you what is it called? Shorting in the stock market. Is that what it's called? When you what is it called when you when you're betting on the stock going down and not going up?
Selling. I don't know.
Short? All right.
No idea.
No, good for you, Jennifer. Thanks a lot for the help.
But if someone actually, you know, I'd like to play the stock market at some point.
All right, who wants to play with Jordy Nelson? Jordy plays for the Green Bay Packers. You know his story?
I don't. I know the Green Bay Packers.
Signed
like
a four-year, $39 million contract. But what he does in the off season, he works on his family's farm in Riley, Kansas.
Oh, that's cool.
Puts in a full 12-hour day. Good for him.
You just stay in shape that way, I would imagine, right?
Well, I stay in shape working on the farm. I think it's an important thing for people. No. What are you?
You should see my abs.
Well, actually, my abs could use a little work, but they're better than they were. Thanks for mentioning that. He works 12 hours a day on the farm. He knows how to drive the combine. They have 1,000 cow herd on his farm. More cows on his farm than live in the town. Working cattle is my favorite farm duty, he said. I probably identify more as a farmer than a football player. Like in my town where I live, I am more thought of as a farmer than a broadcaster.
Right.
In fact, many people don't know.
Don't worry, Ken and I think that about you, too.
Nice. Again, that point we'll pause.
Love you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Easy for you to say. Jennifer and Kenny.
Broadcaster.
I'm going to miss you, Jennifer.
Broadcaster, I don't even know her. 15 before the hour. Jennifer checks the television report next year on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, are you sure your children are taking their medications like they're supposed to? What does your child do with his medications after they leave you? Here's the social science of it. A provocative study by the University of Michigan surveyed 1,000 middle and high school students. They wanted to know if kids took their meds, gave them away, or sold them. 6 out of 10 students said they had been asked to sell or give away their medications. About 1 out of every 10 traded their meds for other meds, a small proportion sold them, and 25% said they lent their meds to a friend or family member. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make sure you know what your child is doing with their legitimately prescribed medication. After all, their health is at stake. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. 7,000 feet up in the Swiss Alps at a temperature of 38 degrees. I stand with Daniel in charge of Swiss tourism in the major ski paradise of Zermatt. Daniel tells us global warming is changing the Alps at a pace he can't believe.
Right behind us, we see what used to be a glacier. 5 years ago, it was all the way down where we're staying right now.
Turns out the glacier has receded 2 miles from where we're now standing.
Because of global heating, global warming, we lost the tons of ice. But we still see some ice back there.
In this resort town of Zermatt, luxury hotels like the Grampy have gone green without affecting prices. Seems saving the environment also saves businesses. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with .493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame. So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball video.
So center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turkey Plucker, flick feathers off a turkey as fast as you can. Includes realistic feather falling action. Now, this app is a turkey. Turkey Plucker. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
All right, so it's TV report time, 13 before the hour, 47 after on Good Day. Pay TV company stocks are going down. We're talking about money a lot this morning with what's going on in China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Shares of Time Warner, Disney, Viacom, and Fox fell last week after the trends show how millennials are cutting the cord to basic cable. Mm-hmm. That was pretty interesting, given that there is... Can you find sports, for example? If you don't have a cable box, how do you... are millennials not interested
sign
in sports?
Up for, you can sign up for apps. You can sign up to watch...
Can you watch the games on, like, Rogue... You can't go to Netflix and watch a football game, can you? Or Amazon.
Well, not on Netflix, no, but you could get special apps. You could get ESPN if the game's on ESPN, or you could get, like, the NHL has an app where you can
so,
pay.
But what good is watching a game after it's been played?
That's no, it would be live. Place... It would be live.
Oh, so why not just watch it on TV?
Because millennials don't have TVs, so they watch it on app.
All right. There's the end
follow
of that.
The bouncing right. ball here, Dougie.
Sherlock. On PBS, story
keep digging,
of Sherlock.
Watson.
What?
Keep digging, Watson.
Well, you know, I just say, no, interesting. There's Sherlock, a lot of Sherlock Holmes digging, interest. Yes, yes, yes. With the movie that was out a couple of weeks ago about Mr. Holmes and another movie I think is being developed along the lines of the last two. The television show is pretty popular on CBS. Now, PBS has put together a sort of an overview of the detective's life called Sherlock. It's been around for four seasons, apparently. I don't remember seeing this before.
They just released a few episodes at a time.
On the BBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did I say? Oh, it runs on the BBC. Is this Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy from...
Yes.
Yeah, he's a star, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know any more about it now that I told you the story than you did before?
Nope.
All right. Tell us something we don't know, Jennifer.
All right. The Voice is getting ready to come back in September. It will premiere on September 21st on NBC. And all of the mentors for the coaches have now been introduced. John Fogerty was the last one to the party. He is going to be the advisor for Team Adam. Also in the mix, Selena Gomez joining Gwen Stefani's team, Missy Elliott mentoring for Pharrell, and Brad Paisley advising Blake Shelton's singers. I think something kind of fun to note is Little House on the Prairie. Remember that? One of the best TV shows ever.
Yes,
Melissa. Sure. Melissa Gilbert played Laura Ingalls Wilder. She's done a lot of political stuff with the union, with After SAG. Now she's made an announcement that she's going to be running for the 8th Congressional District in Michigan as a Democrat. She'll be running against freshman Republican Mike Bishop. So kind of cool news if you're a Melissa Gilbert fan. Morgan Smith has landed a series regular role opposite Craig T. Nelson in the reboot of Coach, which Universal TV is putting together for NBC. That show should be kind of fun because they have the original series creator, Barry Kemp, involved with the 13-episode series. So to have the star and the creator, all very cool. BET is reuniting the five members of New Edition. They're going to be the subject of a new BET miniseries. And Bradley Cooper going to TV. He's going to appear in the Limitless pilot on CBS and says he will, if his schedule allows, appear on the series throughout the run of the show.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Music to our ears. A cacophony of animal sounds brings us around to the world of Warren. Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend on lots of great radio stations around the country. Go to petshow.com, warreneckstein.com, hugsandkisses.com. He has a great line, not a good line, a great line of minerals and vitamins together, and he blends them specifically for dogs or cats. You can find out about them at hugsandkisses.com. We have various reports that we need to go over here for the pet owner among us, who probably would represent most people who have pets. So we'll
50%.
Get to that. What? How many?
60% of North Americans
have some kind of pet. All right.
Have some kind of pet.
So if your pets are attracting ticks and fleas and that sort of thing, you need Cedarside. You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, away from your pets. And Cedarside is the answer, the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that actually quickly kill and then repel bed bugs. Well, they're going to kill certain bugs. They're going to repel other bugs. That's the way it works. Spray on the head of the tick, where the tick is in the dog. Spray the cedar side on it. Tick pulls out its head, drops to the floor. Don't have to do some of that stuff. I used to use, I use that now on Millie, but I make sure that Meredith does. But I used to use different things. I remember using gasoline, diesel fuel.
Burn the back of the tick with a match. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Right. Don't do that. Use Cedarside. Go to Cedarside.com. Use coupon code Doug for free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside. Talk to a human being about the other ways that you're using Mother Nature to fight bad things in Mother Nature. 800 800- 842-1464 or go to cedarside.com. All right, so there are a number of things, as usual, going on here. Veterinarians and exotic pet experts say the expanded availability of certain species for pet owners has led to some of those snakes and lizards showing up in veterinarians' offices. I always wondered about this because we've talked about them. I wonder about Roberta with her tarantula. What happens if these exotic animals get sick? Do you just bring them to the vet?
Well, they have exotic veterinarians, and some veterinarians have the advertising their practice, dogs, cat, and exotic animals.
But bring your tarantula to us?
Bring your tarantula. Now, tarantula's not a bad pet. They just get a bad rap, but they're not really bad pets. But some of the other snakes, people will buy them when they're small. Like years ago, the iguana became a very popular pet, and the shelters and rescues were full of iguanas because people said, I didn't realize it was going to get that big. What did they think? It was going to get smaller, Doug?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, first of all, I recommend the shelter and a puppy or a kitten or maybe even a bird. But the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, let's say you want a reptile, and there are some reptiles that are great, certain snakes. For example, some boas make good pets. But you really have to educate yourself first and make sure there's a veterinarian in your area that will handle any problems.
My God, that's...
You don't like snakes. I get the feeling you don't like...
I don't like spiders and snakes. All right, I think we talked a little bit about that cat that helped to bring about focus on the way to... We always talk about adopting dogs, but how many people talk about adopting cats? So there are more of these parties going on. You go and you eat, maybe drink some beer and wine, and then you adopt. There are parties for adopting cats. $15 a person. You come in. There's one scheduled for September 14th at one of those kill centers in New York City. See, again, we focus on dogs only. I'm trying to be kinder to cats, pay more attention. I had no idea there were kill centers for cats as well as dogs, Warren.
More cats are put to sleep or killed at shelters around the country than dogs. There is such an overpopulation. Well, you know, let's face the cat. Let's look at the cat's life. A cat can be pregnant and become pregnant while she's pregnant. So there's just an abundance of litters. However, there's a lot more stray cats. That's why I do a lot of work, what we call trap, neuter, release, where we trap the cats, spay them, neuter them, and release them in an area. Yeah, so it's important. I'm just not so sure that having a party is the right way to go unless the people coming to the party are pre-screened to make sure that they're capable and they have the ability to take care of whatever pet they adopt.
So they have good intentions, but maybe not good results.
That's why so many dogs are returned to shelters. You know, they adopt a dog or a cat in the shelter.
Yep.
For some reason, the dog takes a day or two to adjust, and by day three, he's got back to the shelter because he's not totally housebroken. So really prepare yourself for the arrival of a pet, just like you would for a baby.
Good advice from Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetsetter.com. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.